Hello, the Striving is the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 96. And our golden scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." No, we keep the focus on the gospel so that we do not believe in vain. He says, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." And that's what we're looking at. The first of all, the priority of the gospel, how he died. And now we're in Luke chapter 23, and we are now in verse 42. So these are the two malefactors who were by Jesus' side, criminals. And one said, "If you are the Son of God, why don't you get off this cross and save yourself and save us?" One said, "Don't you fear God? We are where we are, we deserve it because we missed it." And then verse 42 of Luke 23, and he said unto Jesus, "Lord," already made him his Lord. It's not just Christ, it's not just a young man. No, he identified him as his Lord. And this brings me to this point where Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10 is a critical scripture for salvation. Because unfortunately, a lot of people will miss heaven and miss salvation because they took one. They went with one. Well, how can you travel with one foot? You fall down. So you just move one or one tire on the bicycle or on the motor. It cannot be. It will not work for you. That's not the way to do it. So many people believe, "Oh, I believe in Jesus. Listen, I'm a Muslim, but I believe in Jesus. And because of that, I'm saved." No. Do you want salvation? Salvation, it tells us how salvation comes. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, he says, "For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation." So two things bring us: heart, when you believe it, but you have to now confess with your mouth. So this guy, this criminal, puts that principle into action. He put it into use. He confessed him. He said, "Lord." He confessed him as Lord. So I believe my heart is not enough. I believe a lot of people be surprised when they die that they are not going to heaven. Say, "No, I believe in Jesus." Say, "You believe in Jesus? Yes, but did you confess him as your Lord?" But did I need to? Yes. Romans 10, 9, 10 says so. Romans 10, 9, 10. Somebody say, but who says that that is important? Romans 10. So evil, you are always saying Bible. Oh, this guy who traveled out of his own country and went abroad. And he wanted to just taste of life. You know, smoke weed, swim, drink as much alcohol as he could. Then he went to swim and something bit him in the sea and was dying. And I read the story and I was amazed. He said whilst he was in the ambulance being sent away to the hospital, his life was just ebbing away. He was dying. In his dying moments, suddenly he saw something like a screen and the screen said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Then he said, "I know that scripture." Then he said, "What have you done about it?" Then he told him, "What have you done about it?" He said, "Oh, my mother prayed for me." Then he said, "It's not enough." Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, then he went to forgiveness of sin, said, You have not forgiven somebody. He said, who have I not forgiven? The thing was typed, you know. You have not. He said, who have I not forgiven? He said, listen, the guy who didn't, it was because somebody saw him at the seaside when he was dying, but didn't lift a finger to help him. So he was very upset that if this guy had helped, he wouldn't be in this situation. And he said to himself, I will never forgive him. Hey. We forget. What do you say? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. So if I don't forgive, it means God can't forgive me. It's a spiritual law. If I don't forgive, God can't forgive me. If I don't forgive, I have put a blockade between me and God. And no matter what God will do, listen, Jesus can beg you all the way to the doorsteps of hell. And you enter into hell and say bye-bye to him. It's so true. So he found the word. Listen, the word of God represents Christ. Christ is not here physically, but the word represents. What the word says is what he's saying to you. The word is equal to Christ. Oh, I trust that as you hear these words, something is happening in your life every day as you come back to these episodes. You're blessed. And some of you, you listen and then you play it again and again and let it play. Start from the very beginning of the episodes, from episode one. Then you come back here. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. These words are working in your life. They are alive and spirit and impacting you. Bye.